Page 1 of 8, Rare, Alonzo Mann Affidavit, March 4, 1982. AFFIDAVIT in the state of Tennessee, County of Sullivan. The undersigned, being duly sworn, deposes as follows. My name is Alonzo McClendon Mann. I am 83 years old. I was born near Memphis, Tennessee on August 8, 1898. My father was Alonzo Mann, who was born in Germany. My mother was Hattie McClendon Mann. When I was a small boy, my family moved to Atlanta, where I spent most of my life. In 1913, I was the office boy for Leo M. Frank, who ran the National Pencil Company. That was the year Leo Frank was convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan. I was 14 years old at the time. I was called as a witness in the murder trial. At the time, I was put on the witness stand, but I did not tell all that I knew. I did not volunteer. If I had revealed all I knew, it would have cleared Leo Frank and would have saved his life. I now suffer from a heart condition. I have undergone surgery to implant a pacemaker in my heart. I am making this statement because, finally, I want to have the record clear. I want the public to understand that Leo Frank did not kill Mary Fagan. Jim Conley, the chief witness against Leo Frank, lied under oath. I know that. I am certain that he lied. I am convinced that he, not Leo Frank, killed Mary Fagan. I know as a matter of certainty that Jim Conley, and he alone, disposed of her body. Jim Conley threatened to kill me if I told what I knew. I was young and I was frightened. I had no doubt Conley would have tried to kill me if I had told that I had seen him with Mary Fagan that day. I related to my mother what I had seen there at the pencil factory. She insisted that I not get involved. She told me to remain silent. My mother loved me. She knew Conley had threatened to kill me. She didn't want our family's name to be involved in controversy or for me to have to be subjected to any publicity. My father supported her in telling me to remain silent. My mother repeated to me over and over not to tell. She never thought Leo Frank would be convicted. Of course, she was wrong. Even after he was convicted, my mother told me to keep secret what I had seen. I am sure in my own mind that if the lawyers had asked me specific questions about what I had seen the day of Mary Fagan's death, I would have told the whole truth when I testified at Frank's trial. Of course, they didn't suspect what I knew. They asked me. Sworn to and subscribed before me this fourth day of March, 1982. Signed, Alonzo M. Mann. My commission expires May 18, 1985. Signed, Charles M. Gore. Charles M. Gore, Notary Public.